Hi folks, this is Bart from BartBush.ie, back for the second part of our terminal introduction here on the Typical Mac User Podcast. This week I want to start looking at one of the most important aspects of dealing with your computer, and that's dealing with files and the file system. And before I go any further, I just want to start with a small caveat. When you're dealing with files through the GUI, you're used to having a certain safety net, i.e. the recycle bin. However, you don't have that same safety net from within the terminal. When you delete a file from the terminal, it is gone. There is no recycle bin to get it back out of, so bear that in mind. However, we're not going to get on to deleting files this week. Instead, I just want to start with a basic introduction of what the file system is and how it works within the terminal, just so that we have a solid foundation to build on in the future. Using the terminal, you access the self-same file system that you would access through the Finder, so needless to say, it supports exactly the same structures. You have folders which can contain files or more folders, and folders are separated by the forward slash symbol within OS X, being a Unix-based system. However, there are some aspects of the file system which are hidden to you from within the Finder GUI. The first of these is the concept of a root file system. So within your Mac, just like within any Unix-based operating system, one of the partitions on your hard drive is considered to be the most important one of all, considered to be your root partition, or your system drive, to use OS X terminology, and it's represented in the terminal by the symbol forward slash. Everything is considered to be contained within that drive. Now, obviously that's not really how it is, because your second hard drive, or your external hard drive, or your CD-ROM drive are not contained within your system drive. And yet, on OS X, everything contains within the file system of that system drive. The way that's done is through what's called a mount point. So what that means is that there's a folder on that drive which isn't really a folder, but it's a link to point over to the other drive. Now, in the bad old days of Unix, you had to manage these links yourself through the command mount. And you had to basically tell the command what drive to mount to what part of the root file system. And it was generally quite awkward and annoying. Well, OS X uses something called Auto Mount, which means it looks after all of that for you. Whenever you plug in a drive, it's automatically mounted, and the place it mounts it to is in a special folder called forward slash volumes with a capital V. If you go into that folder, you'll see that there's a link with the name of your main hard drive, which simply points back to slash. And then, every time you plug in an external hard drive, a new pretend folder will be made inside forward slash volumes with the same name as that external hard drive. All the links in the forward slash volumes folder show up on your desktop as separate drives. Another folder to be aware of is your home folder. And in Unix-based systems, this is a very important folder. It obviously contains all of your files, but as well as your files, it also contains all of your settings. In the case of OS X, your settings are contained in a folder called Library with a capital L inside your home folder. So, the obvious question is, where is your home folder on OS X? Well, it's in a folder called forward slash users with a capital U, forward slash whatever your username is. So my username on my Mac is Bart, so my home directory is at forward slash users with a capital U, forward slash Bart. Because this is such an absolutely vital folder, within Unix it has a special character to represent it, and that character is the tilde character, which is that little squiggle. This is used within a lot of Unix commands to simply make it quicker and easier to get at your home folder, or to reference your home folder in any way. Finally, I just want to finish up by mentioning two very special folders which are used within Unix-based file systems, and indeed within OS X. These are used to reference folders relative to your current position, and can be very handy for navigating backwards through the file system, or for simply specifying that you want to do something from where you are now. The first of these folders is called dot. And dot is simply a link to the current folder. So if any command requires that you give it a folder and you're too lazy to type in the folder you're currently in, you can simply type a single dot and Unix will interpret that to mean the current folder I happen to be in. The second special folder is two dots, or dot dot, and what this means is the folder above the folder which I happen to be in. And every single folder contains a dot dot, with the obvious exception of the folder forward slash, because there is nowhere higher up the file system than the root of the file system. You might think these two folders sound very strange and that they'd be hardly ever used, but in fact you'll see dot and dot dot used all over the place. So make a note of it, bear it in mind, and trust me, it will come in handy. I'm going to leave it here for this episode. In our next episode, we're actually going to start looking at some commands for actually moving around the file system. This week, all we've really done is some theory, but unfortunately, the actual commands aren't really much good unless you understand the theory. So please bear with me in these early stages of our look at the terminal, where I'm going to have to be a little theoretical and not particularly hands-on. I promise I'm going to get more hands-on as we go along. Anyway, until next time, happy computing.